The Grenadine island of Union Island is continuing to lose its fertile farming topsoil because of soil erosion. To this end, program manager at the Sustainable Grenadines Incorporated, SUSGREN, Christy Schott says they are seeking to address this issue. She explains that the erosion occurs due to a number of different reasons and it has many negative effects, such as continuous flooding on the island.
SUSGREN will be starting a project very soon, which will look at using vetiver as an ecosystem-based approach to reduce soil erosion on Union Island. I will give a short background as to why we're doing this project. So Union Island, over the last 10 years, has lost a lot of topsoil on agriculture land spaces, and problem continues to worsen because of limited tree cover resulting from cutting down of trees on hillside for construction, burning of coals and overgrazing, etc. The spill-off effect of this problem can be seen from the amount of soil being washed into our drains and on the main roads during light and heavy rain periods. So with the drainage wall being very low, the soil is easily washed into the gutters, causing blockages which oftentimes result in flooding of the main road.
Schott says they have decided to use a nature-based approach to addressing the soil erosion issue, and the project will see them planting vetiver grass in areas that are vulnerable to erosion. She outlines how the process will work.
Problem, SUSGREN identified areas most affected, and we decided on using a nature-based approach through the introduction of vetiver grass system and tree planting activities. This will be done in strategic areas in Clifton to reduce the erosion of topsoil. The vetiver grass, when planted in a row, will form a hedge and become a living porous barrier which slows and spreads runoff water and traps sediment. As water flow in a slowdown motion, its erosive power will be reduced. At the same time, it will allow more water to infiltrate the soil, and any eroded materials is trapped by the vetiver grass hedges. Thus, this project will use vetiver grass and plant them along the drain in a horizontal formation, creating a green wall over time.
Schott says the vetiver project, which has been used successfully in other Caribbean islands and on mainland St. Vincent, will also serve as a way to beautify Union Island while promoting sustainable livelihoods.
The solution of planting vetiver grass and trees, such as glory cedar, moringa, white cedar trees, it will not only solve the problem, but they will also act as a beautification mechanism for Union Island. Now, the vetiver system that is proposed as a solution has been tested in St. Vincent and Trinidad under similar condition, and particularly our neighboring island, Grenada. This system has worked for erosion and also for soil retention and also a means of income generation. So SUSGREN will partner with local experts to train approximately 25 community members to aid with the continuity and the replication of the project in different areas. These community members will also be responsible for setting up and maintaining a vetiver nursery, which will support the production of more plants and also foster the scaling up of the project.
Program manager at the Sustainable Grenadines Incorporated SUSGREN, Christy Schott. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.